Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, September the 29th of 2021. And I honestly can't believe that September is done Friday, because Friday is October 1st. And even though September didn't go by quite as fast as like your summer months, June, July, and August, it did still go by pretty fast, very fast, to be honest. And so as of Friday, October is going to be here. For one thing, that means in Michigan, sadly, this idea that we've had mainly 70s for most of the time, for the last about 4.5 months or so, well, it's coming to an abrupt end for the most part. I know, it's unfortunate, isn't it? It's unfortunate. Rachel, it's sad that it's coming to an end, isn't it? I wish it could just stay like this permanently. I wish. But unfortunately, that's not the way it works here in Michigan. Nope. Hopefully the 70s will at least be in Clarksville, Tennessee, when I go there in just under 2 weeks now. Hopefully they will be there. But looks like after Saturday and Sunday, for the most part, we'll be done with them. Unless they do make a couple of return days here and there. But when it does, when they do, they will be that, here and there. Won't be a regular occurrence. And some people may say, where's global warming when we want it? I don't know. I don't know where it is when we want it. I don't know where it is. Anyhow, we're so glad that you're with us tonight, wherever you are, however you tuned in, whether you've called in on your phone, whether you're using your laptop, whether you're using your phone, your laptop, your iPod. Maybe you're using an iPod Nano or Shuffle, the first iPod. Maybe you're using that. I don't know. Maybe you're using a BlackBerry. I like calling them a blueberry myself, but someone told me that the blueberry was the BlackBerry phone that does nothing. It doesn't even work, doesn't turn on, doesn't. Rachel, did you ever hear the BlackBerry being called a blueberry? Did somebody tease and say that the BlueBerry was the phone that would not work at all? Yes. That's what they said the BlueBerry was like? The screen was just blue? Is that what it was? And so, but anyhow, you know, if you're on one of those, whether you've called in on or whatever you're on, the device you're using, we're so glad that you've made that determination to come on and be with us on the air. And we're going to get into the word of the Lord tonight in a bit. And then, of course, with it being football season, it would not be a Wednesday night in the fall, like September, October, November, without Football Central. It would not be that without it. So, yes, that will be coming your way, as it should this time of year. And so we will be doing that. This football season is, of course, in full swing. And there are different marquee matchups that will be talked about. And so, for those of you who missed out on last night, it was pretty good. We started talking about a couple of the teachings of Jesus. We talked about briefly about the salt of the earth, as well as on we were in Mark 9, who's the greatest, you know, on this idea that whoever is not against us is for us. We still got some parables to do yet, but I did some of the teachings last night because I felt like in the midst of the parables, felt like I was also supposed to be talking about the teachings of Jesus, the different things that Jesus taught the disciples, taught the crowd. And so we're doing that. And so I'm calling this Jesus Teaches the Disciples. That's what I'm calling the series. You know, both the teachings and the parables. And tonight, we're going to be dealing with Lazarus and his experience with the agony with the fire. Let me tell you something. Hell is not a place you want to go. That's all I'm going to say about that right now. If I get too much into talking about it right now, then it won't do me as much good to teach the message. So, and also keep in mind that because it's a Wednesday night, that means it's rather busy because we also have Football Central to do. And yes, a Tigers update, albeit a brief one, but still, we have one of those too, Tigers update. I will let you know that this episode has been brought to you by your local McDonald's, where you can go through your local McDonald's and pick up a pull-apart donut. I tried a pull-apart donut, and it was good. It was tasty. Is it the best donut ever? I'm going to make you decide for yourself. I'm not going to tell you whether it is or not, because otherwise you might not buy it. So I'll just leave it at that. And so you can go to your local McDonald's and pick up one of those flip-out donuts. Price and participation may vary. Tax extra. See restaurant for details. A programming note, and then we will have announcements, and then we'll get into worship. I'm moving along tonight so that I have enough time for everything what I want to do. Just to let you know that between the 12th and the 14th, on the 12th and the 13th of October, I won't be on the air because I will be at the Holy Spirit Conference in Clarksville, Tennessee, near Nashville, like a half hour, 40 minutes from Nashville. So keep that conference in your prayers, believing God that the power level is just super high and that there are many miracles, manifestations, revelations, demonstrations, illuminations, divine deposits. Yes, that's what I want. So pray over that conference, please. There's that. The other two things that I want to remind you about that I always try to make sure that I don't forget to mention these. Number one, I want to mention our book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the book that my mom wrote about the story of my life, the first 3 years of my life, and how God has been so faithful to me in the first 30 years of my life. He has been. And I love him for that. I thank him for that. I praise him for it. I thank him for that all the time, for what he has done in my life, all the different miracles he's done. It's been amazing to watch God move on my behalf. And you can go online to riversofmiracles.com. Again, that is Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com to find out information about the book, how you can get the book in your hands, how it can be a blessing to your life. So please check out that book. You will be glad that you did. The other thing I want to mention to you is our PayPal. We have the PayPal as a way for you to sow into the Miracle Man Show, to sow a seed. If this show has been a blessing to your life, and I pray that it has. And if it's been a blessing, I would ask you that you consider sowing a seed into the Miracle Man Show. And you can go online to paypal.com. In the search bar, you'll type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. And the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind that the R and the of Rivers and the S of Shukla are both capitalized. Please keep that in mind, because that'll help you if you do. Yes, it will. And I always pray for every seed that comes in and call you blessed as you sow your seed. The verse I want to sow into your life tonight is, therefore my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. It's not based on the stock market. It's not based on the price of gold. Not based on any of the stock futures, anything like that, anything buy, you buy, sell, plant, build? No. It's not based on that. It's according to his riches and glory. And then, now we're going to get into some worship, and then we're going to get into the word tonight. Water you've turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God. Our God. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God. Our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God. Our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? What could stand against? Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, what could stand against? What could stand against? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. Wave after wave, it crashes over me, crashes over me. You are for us, you are not against us. Shelter in the rain, make a way for all to enter in. You make me brave, you make me brave. From the shore into the waves, you make me brave, you make me brave. You make me walk beyond the shore into the waves. You make me brave, you make me brave. Call me, you called me out beyond the shores into the waves. You make me brave, you make me brave. You called me out beyond the shore into the waves. As your love, wave after wave, it crashes over me, crashes over me. You are for us, you are not against us. Champion of heaven, you make a way for all to enter your love. Wave after wave, crashes over me, crashes over me. You are for us, you are not against us. Champion of heaven, make a way for all to enter it. You make me brave, you make me brave. You called me out beyond the shore into the waves. You make me brave, you make me brave. You called me out beyond the shore into the waves. You make me brave, you make me brave. You call me out beyond the shore into the waves. You make me brave, you make me brave. You call me out beyond the shores into the waves. Oh, you make me brave, you make me brave. You call me out beyond the shores into the waves. You make me brave, you make me brave. You call me out beyond the shore into the waves. As your love, wave after wave, crashes over me, crashes over me. You are for us, you are not against us. Champion of heaven, you make a way for all to enter into your love. Wave after wave, crashes over me. It crashes over me. You are for us. You are not against us. Champion of heaven, you make a way for all to enter in. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard a tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, and you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. Who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us, yes, you are. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us. Love so undeniable, I can hardly think. Peace so unexplainable, I can hardly speak as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still into love. Love, love, you're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your way. Too wise. You are perfect in all of your way. You are perfect in all of your way. You are perfect in all of your ways. Too wise. You're good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am, your good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. Who I am. You're perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we honor you tonight. We thank you tonight for who you are to us. For what you mean to us. We praised you. We worshiped you. We honor you tonight for what you are to us. Who you are to us. You are our soon coming King. You are awesome. You are the great I am. You are the greatest of all time. You, Lord God, are the God we serve. And I just thank you, Father, for what you're doing in us right now, for the miracles that we've seen, the miracles we're going to see. And we just thank you, Lord God, that you're moving in our midst right now. And you're just helping us in our lives, going before us, hemming us in. Thank you that you're still working on us. How lovely and patient you are, Lord. That you're still working on us. And you're making us into what we ought to be. And Lord, I thank you for every one of these listeners tonight that I've tuned in. I pray that you bless them wherever they are, whatever they need of, whatever they are in need of, excuse me. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are meeting every need that is represented by these listeners tonight. Obviously, different people have different needs. And I thank you that you meet all these needs. Some people have financial needs. Others have big needs in their body. Others, things that's emotional, mental. They need freedom from anxiety, freedom from depression, freedom from drug use, freedom from... Thank you that you just meet those needs tonight. And I thank you that you use me tonight to deliver this word. to these listeners. Thank you that you're using me to do that. And that these listeners would have to receive eyes that are open, ears that are ready to understand, a mind that's able to focus, comprehend. And that it's your word, you're using me to deliver this message. And I make my confession over this program tonight. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program. I say that finances come into this program. I claim, Father God, that increases in listenership come into this program. And most of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom, our God, oh God, as a result of this great Miracle Man radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, let's make our Bible confession. Amen. This is my Bible. I am what the Word says I am. I can have what the Word says I can have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. And it is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I am a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Turn with me to Luke chapter 16. Praise God. I don't know why I said Matthew. I'm not Luke. I'm sorry. 16. Luke. Not Matthew. No, nothing's wrong with Matthew at all. We're just using Luke tonight. I'm going to begin reading in verse 1, and I want to encourage you folks, please, 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 pay attention. Whatever I do for the next little bit, you be a part. As I study, you follow along. I pray, you pray. If I sing again, you sing. Just whatever I do, you be a part. Don't just sit there and watch, because I want you to receive what God has for you tonight. So we're going to begin in verse 1. Jesus told his disciples, there was a rich man whose manager was accused of wasting his possessions. So he called him in and asked him, "What is this I hear about you? Give an account of your management, because you cannot be manager any longer." The manager said to him, "What shall I do now?" And he said to himself, "What shall I do now? My master is taking away my job. I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I will do, so that when I lose my job here, people will welcome me into their houses." So he called in each one of his master's debtors. He asked the first, "How much do you owe my master?" 800 gallons of olive oil," he replied. The manager told him, "Take your bill, sit down quickly and make it 400. Then he asked the second, how much do you owe? 1,000 bushels of wheat, he replied. He told him, take your bill, make it 800. The master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light. I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourselves, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed to eternal dwellings. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. Whoever is dishonest with very little, they will also be dishonest with much. So, if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, then who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? No servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and he will despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon. The Pharisees, who loved money, heard all this, and they were sorrowing at Jesus. He said to them, you are the ones who justify yourselves in the eyes of men, but God knows your hearts. What is highly valued among men is detestable in God's sight. Verse 16. The law and the prophets were proclaimed until John. Since that time, the good news of the kingdom of God is being preached, and everyone is forcing his way into it. It is easier for heaven and earth to disappear than for the last stroke of a pen to drop out of the law. Anyone who divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery. And the man who marries a divorced woman also commits adultery. All right, verse 19, chapter 16, Luke. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen, and he lived in luxury every day. At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, who was covered with sores and was longing to eat whatever fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs had came and licked his sores. The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried in hell, where he was in torment. He looked up. He saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, Father Abraham, have pity on me send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water. And cool his finger in water and cool my tongue because I'm in agony in this fire. Abraham replied, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who want to go from here, to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us. And he answered, Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house. For I have five brothers. Let him warn them so that they will not also come to this place of torment. Abraham replied, Then have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them. No, Father Abraham, he said. But if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent. He said to them, If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead. Oh. All right, let's talk about this. So what you see here was this rich man. There's this rich man and there's this beggar. Lazarus was a beggar. He begged and begged and begged and begged a lot. And he had all these sores and dogs came and licked his sores all the time. But then this rich man, he lived in luxury every day. But he didn't show much concern. He didn't show much concern at all for people, at all. Now, when Lazarus died, he went to Abraham's bosom. Later went, he went to Abraham's bosom. Whereas the rich man, he ended up in hellfire. And the rich man could see up to where Lazarus was and Abraham. He calls up to Abraham and he says, Oh, Abraham, please send Lazarus down just so he can cool my tongue. And Abraham said, No, you can't. I can't do that. There is a chasm. God made it so that those who want to cross over from hell to heaven cannot. you know, after they're dead. You can't cross over from hell to heaven. You can't cross over from heaven to hell. Besides that, when you get to heaven, why would you want to go to hell? Which begs to answer first. Why would anyone want to go to hell in the first place? It is a place of torment. It is a place where the fire never goes out. It lasts forever, ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. It does not end at all. Heaven lasts just as long as hell. And there's nothing good in hell, just heat, fire. Now, I'm not talking about no nice heat that we enjoy in the summer. No, 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 no. You will burn there. That worm never dies. That fire never goes out at all. I don't want to see any of you, my listeners, I don't want to see you folks end up in hell. I want you to go to heaven with me. That's where I plan to go. So there is no in-between. There's no purgatory kind of in-between place. There's no certain place in between heaven and hell. That those who were just okay, you weren't good enough to make heaven, but you were too good for hell. That doesn't exist. Let me add something. If you do not ask Jesus Christ into your heart and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will inherit eternal hellfire. I'm serious. If you do not ask Jesus Christ into your heart, you will not make heaven. That is the way it was designed. Jesus said, you must be born again. And there's no exemptions unless you're a Shukla, unless you're this family or that family. You're all right. Nope. Nope. I was looking for exemptions, couldn't find them. No, just saying that. I don't want an exemption. I follow Jesus. I love Jesus a lot. I truly and honestly do love him and follow him. Amen. And I thank him for what he's doing. Then, you see, that rich man tells Abraham, well, send someone. Please, send someone. Is there anyone that you can send to warn my five brothers so that they don't end up in this place of torment? Because he's basically like, I don't want my brothers to come here. Even though I love my brothers, I don't want them to go to hell. Hell is real. I'm serious. It's real. Do not go around using that word as a slang word, a curse word. It is a very real place. You do not want to go there. We're in the last of the last days, folks. And on Judgment Day, you're going to give an account for your life, for every thought, word, and deed. And Jesus is going to ask you those questions. And obviously you're going to have to tell him the truth. And he doesn't like it when people lie. So, I'm sorry about that, listeners. I'm sorry about that clock thing. I'm sorry. No, I still have time. I was just checking what time it was. That's all. But when I'm trying to help you, listeners. So, hell, as you see, obviously is not a pleasant place. But in heaven, see, you'll have your heavenly body. And you'll be very beautiful. You'll be beautiful if you're a woman. You'll be handsome if you're a man. And it'll just be an awesome place. And there's only one thing you can take to heaven with you. It's people. Your car won't go there with you. Your house won't go there. And if you're wearing a face diaper right now, if you're wearing a face diaper or a muzzle or whatever you want to call it, a mask, whatever you want to call that thing on your face, if you wear it, that thing will not go to heaven with you. And I'm glad. Because I don't want to see one of those again. And I quit wearing mine months ago, but I still don't want to see another one. Unless, of course, I'm going somewhere where I have no choice but to put one on. But other than that, I don't plan to put one back on. I do not plan to put one back on. Period. Nonetheless, off that, that won't go to heaven with you. But people can go to heaven with you. And obviously we want to take people to heaven with us. We want to. And so it even talks about how, you know, the beggar, I mean, how that rich man received good things. That's what Abraham had said. You know, you, rich man, you received good things. Lazarus received bad things. But the rich man ended up not making heaven. So this idea that Jesus loves you more because you're rich, or vice versa, that's not true. He doesn't love you more because of your financial status. He doesn't love you more based on the color of your skin. Notice I didn't say race. There's a reason for that. There is only one race. It's the human race. Unless you have a tail, there's only one race. It's called the human race. And yes, we have, you know, different skin colors and that, and you know, diversity is great. Diversity is cool. I'm it's good to embrace that. But this idea that we're all different races, no. There is one race. It's the human race. Just trying to rub that in there. To put that in there. But off that, so he doesn't love you more or less just because of how you are or your age or your status. He loves you all. He loves us all the same. He doesn't even dislike you more because of what neighborhood you live in or grew up in. The rich man lived in luxury. Doesn't sound to me like he was a good, godly Christian man by any means. Which I'm sure is why that rich man did not make heaven. And instead ended up in hell. The lake of fire. Where you do not want to end up. I want as many people as I know of to make heaven. Amen. So, let me ask you the question, listeners. Do you know for sure that if you made it, do you know if you would make heaven if you died tonight or if the rapture happened tonight, either one? Do you know whether or not you would make heaven? That's whether the answer is yes or no. If you do not know, then if you don't know for sure that you would make heaven, then, you know, I want to pray with you. And you can get right with God. Because you want to be right with God. And if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then you can have your destiny changed from hellfire to heaven. Because anyone who doesn't accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, unless they're below the age of accountability, whether you want to say, you know, it's 7 or 10 or 13 or whatever that age may be, if you're below the age of accountability, you can still make heaven. But if you are above the age of accountability, if you're at the age of accountability, and you do not ask Jesus Christ into your heart, then you will not make heaven. You will suffer eternity in hellfire. I do not want that for you. I will not even wish that on my worst enemy. No. I mean, not on my worst earthly enemy. Sorry. But, so, and also, have you been living for Jesus? There's three kinds of people. There are those who do not know Jesus at all. They might know of him or whatever, but they don't have him in their life. And they haven't accepted him into their heart. And if you don't know Jesus at all, I want to pray with you. There's a second kind of person. This kind of person has met Jesus. They've accepted him into their heart and even lived right for a time. But they abandoned him. If you've walked away from God and you're a prodigal right now, you can come back home. You can come back to Jesus. Rededicate your life to him. The third person is one who accepted Jesus and lived, Len, maybe you lived for Jesus, maybe you still are living for him. A bit, maybe. But maybe you're just not what you used to be. Maybe you've kind of cooled off, gotten a bit lukewarm. Maybe you don't attend church the way you should. Maybe you're just haven't gone astray, like you stayed with it, but you've kind of cooled off. Well, you can have that fire reignited. And then the last person is the one who's just stayed right. And honestly, nobody's perfect. All men, the Bible says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God at some point. Yes, all have sinned, period. Which one are you? Because I want to see you make heaven. I really do. I don't want to see you end up in hell. I'm going to pray this prayer. I'm going to ask you, listeners, to repeat it after me. This prayer does not cost any money. It only takes 15 seconds. And it's painless. In fact, it takes pain away. It takes pain away. But it can change your destiny forever. Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. I ask you to change me. I ask you to come and be the Lord of my life. I have lived for myself long enough. I have wallowed in the flesh long enough. I ask you to help me. Lord, I want to be like you. Lord, I want to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I give my life to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. The angels in heaven, every time somebody gives their life to Jesus, the angels have a huge party in heaven. That's whether someone gives their life for the first time or someone comes home. And even if someone just decides they're going to get back on fire, if maybe they've cooled off and now they're going to get back on fire for God, when someone recommits their life to Jesus. Oh, the angels in heaven party. Yes. And the greatest miracle ever that Jesus did is salvation. Yes. You can have your soul saved. You can have your destiny changed from hellfire to heaven. Yes. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I pray that these listeners would take this word to heart tonight, that they would totally realize that hell is real, as is heaven, that they would, that these listeners who know you, Jesus, that they would win souls for you. Thank you, Lord God, for those who gave their lives to you tonight for the first time. And pray that you would help them. And Lord, pray that you would just help all of us to live for you the best that we know how. And I pray that we would be doers of your word and not hearers only, but we would also be doers of your word and do what it says and live how you taught us to live. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right. Now, in terms of sports, yesterday, the Tigers officially reached their 82nd loss as they fell to the Minnesota Twins 4-2. This is the fifth year in a row that they had a losing record. In those last 4 years, they finished with the worst record in the major leagues twice. The third worst record once, and the fifth worst the other time. You've had bright spots like Miguel Cabrera getting a bit better. Now there's talk that we need to get two good starting pitchers, possibly not just one, but two. I think if we can get at least one good, great, solid pitcher, that could help us. That really could help us next year. At least now, I at least feel like there's hope ahead for the Tigers so that we can get back to being over 500, so that we can get back to winning games, winning playoff series. Yeah. Last for the Tigers, the last two games of Minnesota, and then a three-game series in Chicago with the White Sox. Let's go to, now it's time for Football Central. Hello, everyone. I want to welcome you to Football Central here on Miracle Man Show. I want to quick remind you that Football Central, always brought to you by your local Dairy Queen, where Dairy Queen fuels fall with great fall blizzards like the pumpkin blizzard and the pecan blizzard. Pumpkin pie blizzard and pecan blizzard. Price and participation may vary. See store for details. Since we're a couple minutes late, we're going to dive right into these games. First off, high school level, we have Midland, who is 2-3, at Bay City Western, 4-1. Western almost beat Dow last week, but Dow roared back from a 30-8 deficit and was able to beat Western 45-44 this week for Western. Can Western pull off, get back in the win column against Midland squad, who is 2-3? Or will Midland, who fought hard against Western and had 100 more yards than Mount Pleasant but still lost, will Midland go in there and stop them and bring them a little bit and bring Western a little bit closer to their knees? Honestly, even though it is in Auburn, I think Midland will work on those penalties. I think Midland will be working on, you know, not shooting themselves in the foot, not giving up as many huge plays like what they gave up two of with Mount Pleasant. And my honest prediction, comic books, 28, Bay City's best, 20. Midland will beat them 28-20. Bay City Western will fight hard, but I just don't think it'll be enough for Western. But I do think Midland will win and will improve to 3-3. Dow, 3-2. Hosting Heritage, also 3-2 for homecoming. Both teams rather similar. Even have somewhat similar point for and point against stats. Not exactly the same, but somewhat similar. Dow struggled for much of that game against Western, but then pulled it off against the Warriors. Is Dow ready to go into that stadium firing on all cylinders? Or will they start slow again? Honest prediction? Dow Jones Industrial Average, 29. Heritage Arms, 17. Dow will beat Heritage, 29-17. Let's go to college football. Michigan, 4-0, going to Wisconsin to take on a 2-2 Badger squad. Oh, but there's a problem for Michigan. A couple. One, Michigan has not won at Camp Randall Stadium since 2001. Second, Michigan had it down to only a 7-point lead against Rutgers in a game they should have won much more easily than that. Because of that, my honest prediction, Cheeseheads, 32, wishing again, 22. Yes, I did pick for Wisconsin to beat Michigan. Yep, I know it. I did. Michigan State, I do pick to win their game against Illinois. I believe it's Illinois. Izzo State, 31. Loud Noises, 24. Lions taking on the winless Bears. This could almost end up being like the toilet bowl. And in case you're wondering what that is, that's where you basically have two of the worst teams in the league playing each other. Except for the Bears, when they've been losing, some of these have been hard losses. Both of them are combined 0-6 at Soldier Field at 1 p.m. on Sunday. The Lions played well against Baltimore, to my surprise, but not good enough to win. I mean, the officials thought so because Baltimore's kicker kicked a 66-yard field goal last second. I think the Lions are a better team than the Bears this go-around. My honest prediction, roaring Lion, 23. The Bears, 18. Last but not least, Sunday Night Football. You have the Patriots, Tom Brady's old team, taking on the Buccaneers, Tom Brady's new team. This could be a very good game on paper. I think this will be a good game. I really do. And this will be a good bounce-back game for Brady after they fell to the Rams. The Rams are considered to be possibly the best team in the National Football League right now. My prediction, feeling like $1 million, 27, red, white, and blue, 16. And so, once again, for the football picks, you have Midland over Western, Dow over Heritage High School, both of those. You have Michigan beating, I have Michigan falling to Wisconsin. I have Michigan State also winning. And then I have the Lions beating the Bears in Soldier Field. And also I have the Buccaneers beating the Patriots. And those are my predictions. I will let you know how we fared with these games on Monday when I come back. All right. I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no evil shall befall us, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling, because you, Lord Jesus, have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drunk or drug driver, no rapist, no burglar, no murderer, no suicide, no fire, flood, crash, no terrorist, no sickness, no disease, no COVID. None of this evil stuff will come near us, our immediate loved ones. And we're going to live in great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. I sure love you. Amen. Go on, God. Until next time. God first, God always. So long, everyone.